how are you doing this fine afternoon? Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Hi, Gary. Good to hear you. Oh, we're just passing the airport down here on Buncombe, down in runway 22. And we've been down to the Dodgers and come back. We had to go to Walmart's, unfortunately. Got almost everything we wanted. And it is a magnificent day, Gary. What are you up to?
Running some errands, picking up some dog treats, pet supplies plus, and took the dogs over to the dog park for them to run around, and then got my ears lowered at the barber shop, and now heading back home.
That makes you feel about 10 pounds lighter, don't it?
These COVID hairstyles for the birds.
About once every week and a half. And my barber is sitting next to me here.
Bernice does a fine job. Well, I go to a barbershop on Poinsett Highway. I've been going there for a number of years, and he always does a good job. He charges way too much, but okay, he's got to eat too.
I can't imagine. The last haircut I got, Gary, that was commercial, was in, I believe, San Diego, Francisco. It was 50 cents.
Oh, boy. That's a long time ago. I hate to tell you what he charges.
Oh, yeah. These guys now, they go to their hairdressers. You know what? Even if I did, I'd never admit that.
This is definitely a barber shop. It's not that. But, yeah, he does okay. But, yeah, I figure I'm giving him his Christmas tip all throughout the year.
Very true. Ask him what you want.
Yeah, I want to know what he charges so I can charge too.
Hold on with both hands. $20.
Considering the size of your head, no, I think you got a bargain.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I'll have to deflate it a little bit somehow, but yeah. I mean, I know there are more people that charge more, and, you know, there's always great clips or whatever. They're charging like $7 or whatever, so I don't know. But anyway, I'm happy with the work he does, so I just don't go as often.
Yeah, you left yourself wide open to that. You know how ornery I am. So I had to throw that one out there, Gary. No, that's, you know, inflation. I don't know what to say because I really don't have any concept. I know Bill goes to one. Yeah, and Bernice cuts her own. When we was in the service, she made me cut her hair a few times, and I finally put my foot down on that one. I'm not qualified.
Some talent and skill and artistic ability, and yeah, well, my talents are in other areas, so yeah, I don't think I could do it either.
Well, you know how quiet Bernice is, extremely so. She says, listen to what all I got. Gary, you're inflating her head.
No problem. She deserves it. Absolutely. Well, I got the puppies here with me in the car. We're probably about 15, 20 minutes away from home. Got to feed them. Normally, I feed them at lunchtime, but they've been really good and patient with me today. And then tonight we have the technician class. That'll be kicking off at 6:30. And we have a special guest. Robert Webster is going to come in for the second half and give a little presentation to the students on what to do next.
Ooh, I about forgot to turn this turn signal. Every time I come around that corner on Buncombe on 14, the turn signal stays on one of those corners. And boy, that'll get you hit. And the guy in front of me just about got it. Well, that's great, Gary. I heard you talking to one of your successful students this morning. This is N0TR.
Jeff, newly licensed and new radio. He got a Yaesu 991A. So HF, VHF, UHF, ham station in a box. And I think he likes it so far. But as he mentioned, there's a steep learning curve. There's a lot of settings in there.
Get older, they don't get any easier. That's a really great radio. I did not done I think you said VHF and UHF also.
T991A. I've got one. That's the one I brought for field day for our VHF UHF station. But it's HF VHF UHF. So with a built-in antenna tuner, 100-watt radio. Really nice, really small spectrum display. Nothing like the IC 7300. But it's got one. So yeah, nice little radio.
Friend KB0NRG had one of those up in Kansas, and he's had it many years now, actually. I don't know how many years they've been out, but he's kind of a digital type of guy, I know, so I don't know what all he done with it, but he never did do much HF because he didn't have the room for antennas, and now he's in poor health, so I know he wouldn't, but there's only one that I would really like to have, but it's just not worth it. I got the TS-590SG and the TS-590S. And you know, they got an 890S now that's got a spectral display on it, and it's really a beautiful radio and all kinds of good specifications. However, it's not SDR. And Bill told me once that Kenwood needs to get off their duff and go to SDR, but I'm very satisfied with this one. I was telling Steve, I got my 298th country this weekend. I don't run contests as a general rule, except to cherry pick. And I worked Chad, and I didn't realize it, but I didn't have Chad, because I've worked him before, I thought. But this guy confirmed the log book of the world, so just need two more to get my 300. And those are all on sideband and CW and on my home station. Just send Gerald TR.
That's outstanding, yeah. Adding countries, it gets harder and harder. I have not been super active, but got the station back on the air and updated my log and whatnot, and did an update with the Logbook of the World, and I'm up to, on Logbook of the World, I'm up to 200 countries confirmed. So I'm 100 countries behind you there. I probably got some paper QSLs I could send out and whatnot and add a few more, but we'll do that as time permits.
Well, you know, I didn't pay that much attention to it back in Kansas. I did work them if they were there, and I heard about it. Of course, you sat there with your finger on the VFO looking. We didn't have spotting networks and computers to do things at first. And finally, I did get to where I had one with the floppy disk when Amy graduated college. I think it was a 480 or something. Real old computer. But I did some packet on it and whatnot. But it just wasn't something I paid attention to. And when we moved down here, I had a whole bunch of Radio Shack logs, and I throwed out a good deal of them, not thinking, because I didn't know anything about Logbook of the World. And Ariel told me, "Oh, no, you should go ahead and put those in, because there's guys that will confirm from years ago." So I did, and I think there were 600 or 700 contacts that I kept a few books. But I know that I got more than what I'm showing, but I don't care. I do it for fun and enjoyment, and not as a competition with anybody, just myself. And you're right. I never looked up which ones I didn't have until I seen this one from Chad. And I think there's 330 countries or something of that nature. I don't really know. But the ones I need, they're on far and few between. Like I told Steve, it'd be like St. Peter and Paul's Island, like K4SV went to, and there's been more men on the moon than there has been there, so what's my chances of getting that one?
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, you should be proud of your accomplishments. That's really great. And it's too bad, you know, you might have had a few, but that's life. I mean, we make decisions, and we live with them. And, I'm not obsessed with it. it's fun. Try to make it fun. Try to have fun with the hobby, and just do the best you can. And so, yeah, we'll see. And there may be some opportunities coming along, but if not, you just you work the neat ones, the ones that give you a little tingle when they come on the air. And yeah, that's what we do. All right, well, I'll let you go here. I'm almost home, probably about 5-10 minutes away. I'm going to stop in the mailbox and check the mail, and then go in and feed the puppies, and then feed myself. I haven't had any lunch myself, so. You and Bernice have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we'll hope to hopefully hear you on the radio here again very soon. N0TR, all the best from Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, Gary, great to hear you. Yeah, we've been munching on some pastrami and Italian French bread from Walmart on the way home. That turkey pastrami's good. But you'll find this funny. I never did work 10 meters much back in the old days because it was a kind of CB-like. And we never, I don't even remember, 12 meters for years and years. So I need five more on 10 meters of all things. To get DXCC, and need two more on 12 meters to get DXCC. And then I'll have 9-band DXCCs, but 10 meters probably one of the easiest ones to get. But right now, that ain't so. But all I heard this weekend on 10 meters, I thought, well, I'll pick up those five in that CQ worldwide. But you know, 99% of what I heard was South America, Brazil, Uruguay, down in that area, Venezuela. I didn't hear any propagation to Europe to speak of on 10, and absolutely no on the 24 megahertz band. We'll talk to you later, Gary. Same to you. Have a great day. Nice hearing you. And Marie, say hi.
Hi, Gary.
And there's the War Department. 73's Gary. W4EEY and 0TR. Give them dogs a hug for me.
Can do. And yeah, trans-equatorial on 10, that's been pretty good. But yeah, sunspots are coming. The world is going to be opening up on 10 here very shortly. 73, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. I'll be clear.
4DTQ, KM4, UIO, KM4, DTQ.
4DTQ, KM4, DTQ. This is KJ4, UIO.
Into the repeater. Not sure why Mary can't hear you.
She's on a handheld in my vehicle instead of using the vehicle radio. So she's probably down in the low area. She's down in Pickens coming home. But thank you anyway, Gary. KM4 DDQ clear.
Yankee clear.
KJ4 UIO KM4 DTQ. KM4 DTQ clear.